بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, verse 71. قال الله تعالى أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون. Still we are in verse 71. We did not complete this. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. Do they not see that we have created for them of what our hands have created the cattle, so that they are their owners? We came earlier in the discussion that we affirm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala two hands, and we gave the evidences for that. Now, if someone says, what about the verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51, verse 47? وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. بِأَيْدٍ, is this the same like أَيْدِينَا, our hands? And thus therefore with power. Now, okay, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ, and we have constructed the heavens بِأَيْدٍ. Does this mean with more than two hands? Here the term aidin is not an attribute of Allah. The aidin, this does not mean the hands, because aidin is an infinitive of adda. يَئِيدُ أَيْدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this means the أَيْدٍ, it means الْقُوَّة, power, strength. And we cannot say it is the same as أَيْدِينَا, our hands, in the verse of Surah Yasin. We are discussing verse 71, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not attribute it to himself. He did not say وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِينَا, and the heavens we have constructed with our hands. بِأَيْدِينَا, no, he didn't say that. So therefore, this وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ, it doesn't mean many hands, because here أَيْدٍ means قُوَّة, power. So it means that the heavens are strong, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naba. Surah An-Naba, chapter 78, verse 12. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, and we have built above you seven strong heavens. And as in Surah An-Nazi'at, the next Surah 79, verse 27 and 28. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. Are you more difficult to create, or is the heaven that he constructed, he raised its height and he has equally ordered it? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not add
the ID to himself, and he didn't say بِأَيْدِينَا, by our hands or with our hands. So therefore, if you say regarding this verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:47 that it refers to more than two hands, then you are wrong, and you are saying about Allah that which you don't know. You have no knowledge, because Allah did not add a join hands to him in this verse. So how come you can add it then? And if we add something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which he didn't add to himself and attribute to himself, then we are saying about him that which we have no knowledge of. You are saying that in this verse of Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ, and we know that it means power, but this person, the people of tahrif, of deviation, says, I agree. Now, Allah did not add it to himself, and he didn't say بِأَيْدِينَا, with our hands. Then what about the verse, he may argue and say, then what about the verse in Surah Al-Qalam?
Surah Al-Qalam, في قوله تعالى يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون. Remember the day when the shin shall be laid bare, that is on the day of resurrection. وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, and they shall be called to prostrate to Allah, but the hypocrites shall not be able to do so. So, what is intended therefore here with the shin, when we know that in this verse it appears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not add it to himself, it's not adjoined in the contract, in the context. But rather he said, عن ساق, عن ساق, not specified, a shin. The answer is from two angles. Number one, that the shin is affirmed to Allah by way of the sunnah. By way of the sunnah, the authentic sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, as in the hadith, the lengthy hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, and in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Abu Sa'id narrated, he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Allah will lay bare his shin, and then all the believers, men and women, will prostrate themselves before him. But there will remain those who use to prostrate in the world for showing off and for gaining good reputation. Such one will try to prostrate on the day of resurrection, but his backbones will become a single vertebra bone, so he will not be able to prostrate. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 6, hadith 441. So therefore, the context of the hadith is in harmony with that of the verse perfectly, and therefore the verse can be understood in light of this hadith, and adding the shin to Allah in the ayah therefore will be in accordance with the proof from the authentic sunnah. And we know that the hadith explains the Quran, and this therefore, the principle we laid earlier, therefore still holds perfectly. The other is, some of the Salaf mentioned that the shin here refers to hardship, when hardship will be يُكْشَفُ عَنْهَا حَتَّى تَظْهَرُ, will become to manifest, be manifested on that day. And if we say by this, then it would not be correct to bring this ayah and say that it opposes the principle laid earlier, because it is in fact going with the principle, since we did not add, according to this interpretation of the Salaf, we did not add the shin to Allah. And if we take by that, since Allah didn't add it to Himself, since the interpretation means the hardship, according to some of the sayings of the Salaf, then in therefore we did not add it, it's not added to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore it would not be in any way contradicting the principle. It is also to be said that both meanings can be true, that affirmed by the hadith and that reported from some of the Salaf, of the righteous predecessors, in the context that that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of resurrection, will lay bare His shin, then on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, or hardship will become manifest, and it will be a day of hardship, except upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills otherwise. And therefore the preponderating opinion would be that what is intended by the shin is that it is added to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's intended is that it is the shin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the proof of the sunnah, and it came unspecified in the context of the verse to denote magnification, because at-tankir, non-specification, may denote magnification as it is known. And accordingly, therefore, the principle of not saying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge holds true. And all praise is due to Allah in all of that.
Now we move to another point. The hands came, the term hand came in the singular, also came in the dual, and also came in the aidina, plural. And that we know that Ahlul Sunnah are on the creed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has both hands, has two hands. And therefore we need a reconciliation between these textual proofs. The saying of Allah in Surah Sad 38:75, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ. This is the dual. O Iblis, devil, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with both my hands? Both my hands, this is the dual. Now, the singular, Surah Al-Mulk, verse 1, قال الله تعالى, تبارك الذي بيده, بيده, بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Surah Al-Mulk, 67, verse 1. 67 verse 1, blessed is he in whose hand is the dominion, and he is able to do all things. And in the plural, this verse of Surah Yasin, our verse in Surah Yasin, here we are discussing verse 71, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا, of what our hands have created. The reconciliation and all praise is due to Allah is easy. The reconciliation, walhamdulillah, is easy. This is what the people of knowledge had asserted. Because, number one, there is no fault in terms of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his words are not contradictory. So the first response is adjoining singular form, the adjoining of the singular form, comprises or is comprehensive, because it is for umum, generality, generalization, and comprehensiveness. And therefore, adjoining singular form consists of everything that is affirmed for Allah. المفرد المضاف يشمل لأنه للعموم. The adjoining singular form consists of everything that is affirmed to Allah, including the hand if it is more than one, and therefore there is no opposition between the hand in the singular and in the hand coming in the dual, because adjoining the singular form consists of everything that is affirmed for Allah. Take an example. In Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 34, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Yet he said نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ نِعْمَةُ of Allah is singular. The favor of Allah is singular. نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ واحدة. لكن المفرد المضاف, and if you count the نِعْمَةُ of Allah, never you will be able to count them. Yet it is ni'mah, it is mentioned in the singular, adjoined singular. So the adjoined singular is comprehensive, affirming all that is affirmed for the singular, even it is more than the singular. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said you will not be able to count them, although it is what? Ni'mah in the singular. But it covers all. Is this clear? Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said you are not able to count, this tells you it's not just one ni'mah. It covers all the other ni'am. Ni'am azima, it's of great ni'mah, great ni'am, great favors. So here back therefore to the verse in Surah Al-Mulk, بيده الملك, in his hand is the dominion. The hand is singular, adjoined singular, بيده الملك, and the adjoined singular denotes comprehensiveness. Another example, if someone says to his wife, if he says, my wife is divorced and he is married to four. Look at this. If he says, my wife is divorced and he is married to four, then all of his wives will be divorced unless he intends that it means one of them. Then all of his wives are divorced unless he intends that it is directed to one of them. And if a master has more than one slave and he says, my slave is free, then all of them will be free unless he intends one. And if a person says, my house is an endowment, and he has many houses, all of them will be endowed
unless he intends one. So, the adjoined singular is comprehensive. So, in this case, the adjoined singular form consists of everything that is affirmed for Allah. So now there is no opposition between the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one hand in the singular and mentioned the dual. Is this clear? طيب. Now remains, how can we reconcile the dual with the plural? How can we reconcile the dual, both my hands, and the dual, our hands? Then we either take one of the following ways of reconciliation. The first phase. Many linguistics, the Arabic linguistics, say that the least of the plural is two, or two is the least plural. أقل الجمع اثنان. And this is also textually stated, as linguistically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah At-Tahrim, in Surah At-Tahrim 66 verse 4, إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا. If you two, wives of the Prophet ﷺ, namely Aisha and Hafsa, turn in repentance to Allah, then your hearts are indeed so inclined. So you have, in this wording, you have what? Two. And your hearts. So the plural, your hearts, intends how many hearts? Two hearts or three or more? In this, the plural, hearts, intends two hearts or more? Question. Waiting for the answer, inshallah. It refers to, indicates two, right? It refers to the dual. If you two, right? Clear? Because they are two and they don't have more than two hearts, right? But it came in the plural. Clear? Mashallah. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah. Also, in the saying of Allah in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 11, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. إخوة is plural. إخوة, brothers. If there are only daughters, two or more, their share is two-thirds of inheritance. If only one, his share is half. The mother, the sudus, the 1/6. Can we have the other? Continue, please. Let's have the point of evidence. Now, if the deceased left brothers or sisters, the mother has a sixth of the distribution, her share. If he left, what? Brothers or sisters. Yet we know that the mother is deprived from the 1/3 and goes to the 1/6 by two brothers. So the least of the plural is how much? The least of the plural is how much, therefore? The least is
in accordance with this is 2. Also we know from legally we know that the person is commanded to make Salat al-Jama'ah, the congregational prayer, and if 2 pray, they become a Jama'ah, a congregation. And this is a legal congregation. And they yet are how many? They are what? How many they are? They are 2. So therefore, if, in accordance with this opinion, therefore, if the least plural is 2, then there is no contradiction. And therefore, our hands in the statement here in Surah Yasin does not indicate more than 2. Meaning it does not necessitate that it denotes more than 2. And therefore, in this case, we will have full agreement with the other verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah 46. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. And there is no problem. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 64. I'm sorry, 64. Surah 64. Nay, both hands are widely unstretched. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. Accordingly, therefore, regarding our verse here we are discussing in Surah Yasin, the saying of Allah, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا, in our verse 71, of what our hands have created, it is as if, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ يَدَانَا أَنْعَامًا, it is as if, of what our both hands have created, because the donation, the what's denoted is 1, in accordance with this approach that the least of the plural is 2. You agree? Would you have a problem? Then inshallah there's no problem here. Clear. Naam. The other approach is, and this is the approach of most of the linguistics, is that three is the least of plural. 3 instead of 2 is the least of plural. أن أقل الجمع ثلاثة. However, the plurality here is not intended in actuality. Rather, what is intended is the glorification and magnification. المراد التعظيم. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. So the plurality here goes for magnification and glorification. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. Verily we, it is we who have sent down the dhikr, the Quran. نَحْنُ, we, and what? Sent, we have sent down. We and we have sent down. Look, we and we have sent down. نحن and نزلنا, we have sent down. طيب. These are نزلنا and we are plural nouns or pronouns, but what is intended is magnification. Therefore, in this case,
the Aydina in the verse of Yasin with our hands refer to magnification. So every pronoun which Allah added to Himself, like na, na, nazalna, this is for magnification. Not intended, plurality is not intended. Now, is the situation, alhamdulillah, clear? Now the reconciliation between the singular, the dual, and the plural is clear? What about the rest of the room? MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma lakal hamd. Tayyib. Now, if someone asks the question, why don't you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses many hands? The answer is, this is not supported by the meaning. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Himself by giving and from His bounties and favors and did not mention except two hands. Had there been more than two, he would have mentioned them, because they would be more profound in praise, fitting the giving and generosity. They would be fitting more. But when he said, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ, both his hands are outstretched, and the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah 564, early we went over, عُلِمَ, it became known then, أنه ليس له إلا يدان اثنتان, that he subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have more than two hands. This is like the saying of Allah in another example in Surah Al-Zumar, in Surah Al-Zumar 39:67, وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه. They made not a just estimate of Allah such as is due to Him. والأرض جميعا قبضته, and on the day of resurrection the whole of the earth will be grasped by His hand. So here He affirms the grasping by His hand. Then He said, وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, and the heavens will be rolled up in His right hand. So the other hand. And in the hadith, يَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ بِيَمِينِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rolls the heavens with His right hand, or by His right hand. And in other textual proofs, from the Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms both hands, and وَأَنَّ إِحْدَى يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ, and one of His right, وَكِلْتَى يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ, and both of His hands are right. Here remains another reconciliation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in one hadith, وَكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ, and both His hands are right. Then how can we reconcile this with the other narration which came that Allah rolled the earth, the seven earths, then He grasps them by His left, بِشِمَالِهِ. And in another narration, with His other hand, as in Sunan Abi Dawood, the left hand, came in Sahih Muslim, and both right hands also are authentic in Sahih Muslim and in other than that. So how this is reconciled? كلتا يديه يمين, both his hands are right, and this narration where it's specified as one is left. This word left, there is difference of opinion نعم concerning the affirmation whether the word بشماله with his left is affirmed. Some affirmed it and some denied and considered that this word بشماله with his left hand is irregular, only reported by Amr bin Hamza bin Abdullah bin Amr bin al-Khattab from the way of Salim, from the way of Ibn Umar, and Umar bin Hamza is weak. And the same hadith reported, the same narration with Bukhari, from the way of Ubaidullah, from Nafi', from Ibn Umar, and also another narration from Muslim without the shimal, without the left hand being mentioned. So this is one point, that there is weakness regarding the narration in Sahih Muslim concerning the word with his left hand, that the narration is irregular. Also we know that from the hadith in Bukhari in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the righteous and the just will be on pulpits of light on the right of the most beneficent, and both his hands are right. And this necessitates, as our Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned, that there is no right and no left, since both are right. However, if the word left, which is in Muslim, if it is preserved and not irregular, then it does not oppose both are right, because the meaning of quote the other hand is unlike the left hand with respect to the created, where the left hand with respect to the created is deficient when it is compared to the right hand. And that's why he said, both are right, meaning there is no defect in them. And so, since some may conclude that affirming the left would mean deficiency in this hand as to the other one, the Prophet ﷺ said both are right. And therefore, we conclude that both his hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his hands are two without any doubt. And each is unlike the other, and if we describe the other by the left, if we preserve this word in the narration, then this does not mean that it is deficient as compared to the right, but both are right hands. And accordingly, if it is affirmed and it's not irregular, then we believe in it. And if it is not affirmed,
then we say both are right hands. Now back to the earlier point and the question which began with, why don't you say that Allah's hands are many? And now the conclusion therefore is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have except two hands, only two hands. This is also the same regarding the attribute of the eye. The eye came in the plural and came in the singular. In Surah Taha 20:39, وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي, in the singular, in order that you may be brought up under my eye. And in Surah Al-Qamar 54:14, it came in the plural, تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا, تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا, floating under our eyes, our eyes. So as we answered earlier, the adjoined singular is complete, fill the blanks please, the adjoined singular under my eye, the adjoined singular is what? Complete please. Is comprehensive. The adjoined singular consists of all that which Allah affirmed for Himself. So, it covers our eyes, right? Or, we say through the other angle that بِأَعْيُنِنَا is for magnification, isn't it? Isn't it? Our eyes. With the pronoun na, na. Our eyes for magnification, or that two is the least plural, isn't it? Or two is the least plural, isn't it? Clear? So you can answer the same with respect to these two, with respect to this matter concerning the attributes of the eyes. And therefore, there is no more than two eyes to Allah that best fits Him. Also, we have a proof from the Sunnah. We have a proof from the Sunnah in the hadith of the false Christ, the pseudo Christ. When the Prophet ﷺ spoke about him and spoke about his deceptions, he said, إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ الْعَيْنِ, and in a narration, إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ الْعَيْنِ الْيُمْنَى, he is blind in his right eye. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرُ, and your Lord is not blind eye, is not. So this hadith clearly is a clear indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have more than two eyes. The hadith is explicit where he said, أَعْوَرُ الْعَيْنِ الْيُمْنَى, concerning the Dajjal, blind in his right eye. He didn't say أَعْوَر, he didn't say blind only. There is another narration which Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah reported in his book مُخْتَصَرُ الصَّوَاعِقِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ يُصَلِّي فَإِنَّهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيِّ الرَّحْمَنِ, if anyone of you stands up to make salah, then he is before the aynay, both eyes of the most magnificent. But this hadith is weak. And what is affirmed from the hadith of the Ad-Dajjal is sufficient. Now, question. Did any of the Muslims
oppose the meaning that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real and true? The answer is yes. The Ash'arites and others from the people of denial and negation opposed affirming the true and real attribute of the hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said, لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ يَدٌ حَقِيقِيَّةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a real and true hand. And they said, anyone who affirms a real and true hand to Allah, then he had likened Allah to his creation, and therefore he is a kafir. And they said that the true hand, it is haram to affirm it to Allah, because if we affirm it to Allah, then we will affirm that Allah is a corporal body, jism, and then we will affirm for him that he has portions and parts, and this is haram. And you have heard these things, and you have seen them even in our room. People come and talk about it. And they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ, in Surah Nahl 16:74. And they cite this verse, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ, and don't set up parables to Allah. And they say that if we affirm the hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we had set similitudes to Allah. And they say that if we affirm this to Allah, then we will be belying what is necessitated in Surah Ash-Shura 42:11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto Allah, and He is the all-hearer, all-seer. And if we do so, therefore, we will set a co-equal with Allah. Then they concluded the following, that what is intended by the hand is an-ni'mah, and also al-quwwah, power, or capability rather, al-qudra. The answer to this misconception is, number one, your claim that affirming the hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitates setting up parables and representation, this is futile. As is stated in the Quran, because Allah said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like unto Him. And He, Allah, is the one who said, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ, both His hands are stretched. And now if you say that affirming the hands necessitates resemblance, then this would also necessitate that the Quran, belies its parts, belies other parts. And we know that you can't say that. So this is from this angle refuted. Secondly, there is nothing that necessitates that affirming the hand to Allah makes it resemble the hand of the created. And we know that you affirm an essence to Allah, and you also go with the saying that affirming the essence necessitates affirming an essence similar to the essence of the created. So we tell you the same thing applies to the attributes. Since you say that the essences cannot be the same, similarly the attributes cannot be the same. And if we, the created, have hands, and elephants have hands, and monkeys have hands, then this does not necessitate resemblance and likeness between us, between our hands, and the hands of these animals. And therefore, this brings the conclusion that affirming what Allah affirmed to Himself from the attributes of the hands does not necessitate resemblance to the created by all means. In the same argument, in line with the same argument, that affirming a hand for man does not necessitate that it is similar to the hand of the elephant. The conclusion is, it's not necessarily that when two things are in agreement in the name, that they agree in the reality of what is denoted by the name and what it stands for. Accordingly, now we conclude that affirming the hand does not necessitate resemblance, and therefore their claim is futile by textual proofs, by intellectual proofs, and by perception, physical perception. By textual proofs, we know that Allah affirmed to Himself the hands in the Quran, and at the same time He negated likeness or resemblance or representation to anything. This is by way of textual proof, by way of Sharia. Second, by way of intellect. Since they affirmed to Allah an essence that does not resemble the essences of the created, then it is binding upon them to affirm the attributes of Allah, and that these attributes do not resemble the attributes of the created. And also by physical perception, in the same manner that they affirm for themselves a hand, a true hand, and to the elephant's hands, and there is no resemblance, then this is a clear physical evidence. As to their claim that what is intended by the hands is the capability, the ability, or the ni'mah, the favor, the bounty, this is negated by the text. This is negated and refuted by the texts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the devil Iblis Shaitan in Surah Sad, verse 75, in 38:75, Allah said to him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ What made you not prostrate to that which I have, to one whom I have created with both my hands? And if we look at this carefully here, if we then say that the hand means the power or capability, then in this case what? There will be no proof against Iblis. There will be no proof against Iblis established. Why? Because Iblis is also created by the power, بالقدرة, in accordance with this statement. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this to him, احتجاجاً عليه, establishing the matter against him. And therefore, if it is as such, then this indicates that the yad ليست هي القدرة, that the hand is not the capability. Another thing, here the hand came in the dual, both my hands. And if we interpret the hand to mean the ability or the capability, then the ability of Allah will be dual, قدرتين, with both my abilities, with both my capabilities. And this is incorrect. But the ability of Allah is one comprehensive meaning for everything. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ash-Shura 42:11, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ
and therefore this, and he is all capable to do everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore this also proves 42.9, and this proves also the futility of their argument that the hand means the qudra or ni'mah, ability or favor. Another thing, since the Salaf rahimahumullah are in agreement that what is intended by the hand is the true and real hand that fits Allah's majesty and particular to him and unique to him, then in this way they are in opposition to the path of the Salaf, and therefore their arguments cannot stand to have a to be a reference. As to their saying, on the other hand, that affirming the hand necessitates division of the Creator into portions and parts, then the response will be as follows. We cannot say anything regarding any of Allah's attributes that they are portions or parts, because the part is that which is possible to be separable from the whole. Listen, and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lazimatun, azaliyatun, abadiyya, are eternal and inseparable. So his hand subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal and inseparable. Similarly, his face, his eyes, and his eye, and all the attributes. Of the those related attributes to us, those informed attributes, the face, the hand, the eyes. It's impossible that they are divided into portions and parts, and this is known even by intellect. So do not make something binding upon us where we don't even attest to. At the end of this discussion, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this effort from us, and may Allah the Most High cast any misconceptions away regarding these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those who are misguided to the truth, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of our Shaykh rahimahullah and the scholars of Islam who are on the way of the Salaf in their efforts to clarify and spread the truth regarding this great matter of singling Allah alone in his unique names and attributes. And make us from those who magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he is pleased with, and not to take these matters as only as taken by some for argumentation, because this is forbidden. Had it not been for these deviant thoughts, then there would have been no need to go into length about these matters. Sufficient to us what the Salaf had, the early Muslims, in their creed, and sufficient to us is that this is what Allah stated in the Quran, and what is affirmed by His prophets and messengers, and what is affirmed even by the natural inclination, by the fitrah. But since the people of deviation are built their creed on these matters, then it's therefore important to to understand and also have the ability to correct and refute when this is needed. So we should make our intentions indeed in line with this objective, not to make these great matters a subject for argumentation and disputes, and this, and on the other hand, does not mean that we sit silent if people of deviation want to spread such misconceptions as we have heard concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes. No, we have to propagate the truth and specify, and this is a very important matter that I would like to relate to you. Specify always that this was the way of the companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. And this is the consensus of them and the Salaf afterwards. Sufficient for us is this. And when we talk to common people, if they raise these misconceptions in front of them, we tell them, which one do you want to choose? The way of Abu Bakr and Umar, or the way of the philosophical and or scholastic theologians? By Allah, the common Muslim would only choose the way of Abu Bakr and Umar. And this is the way and methodology of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. In many of his books, when he wants to assert these matters, he begins by telling the creed of Ahl Sunnah, the Sahaba, and he says this is what the Sahaba are upon, so that when the reader reads, alhamdulillah, such that when he comes to refuting these concepts, the reader will be set on solid ground that I am with Shaykh al-Islam, because Shaykh al-Islam is on the way of the companions in asserting these things. Alhamdulillah, he put him on the right track. And that's what we want to relate to the people, that this is the creed of the companions. They never resorted to these scholastic theologians or scholastic theology, which didn't exist except later around the 4th century after Hijrah, with the beginning of translation of the books of the Greeks and the philosophers east and west. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.